Hi guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy. It has been a minute. I feel like I haven't podcasted in so long, and truly it's been a very long time. I took a very long break, much needed break. There was a lot going on. Of course, the holidays, travel, work, all of that. But just some other things too, trying to get my life in order, trying to really have direction this year. I don't know if I said that was one of my goals for 29, but I am trying to be certain and have direction and move on the right path forward. So started that in November. Wait, actually, I did talk to you guys in December. What am I talking about? I did a holiday gift guide. So I guess just haven't talked to you yet this month. But when you have a weekly podcast, that feels like a really long time ago. Anyway, now that we're back, let's catch up a little bit. What is new with me? What's new with you guys? How were the holidays? How's the start of your new year? I guess I'll start with the holidays. The holidays were so great for me. I went to Germany to spend time with my boyfriend's family. And then right after that, spent New Year's with part of my family in Portugal. And that entire trip was so fun, and it felt like such a great amount of time. Sometimes vacations feel very rushed. This didn't feel like that at all. It felt like we packed so much in. Obviously got to go to incredible places, spend time with people that we love. It was just the best. Had so much great food, went shopping, went to my favorite hat store in Germany, of course, bought another little hat. It's a fluffy white one. I'm obsessed with it. Got to see my boyfriend's extended family, who I love so much. I always look forward to seeing them. And then when we went to Portugal, we had such an amazing time. We ended 2025, literally the last day of 2025, in the countryside with horses. What a perfect way to start the year, you know, the year of the horse. They were so beautiful. It was such a magical day. And then reigned in the new year at a castle. We went to a party that was in a castle. Very idyllic. The start of the year, you know, it felt very promising. I don't know about anybody else, but 2026, it felt like it was starting off strong. But you know, there have been some twists and turns. Now it being the end of the first month of the year, I feel like it has not gone how I thought it was going to go at all. I'm definitely going to have to keep an open mind and honestly reframe my mindset for pretty much all of 2026, which, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people are having to do. This year has just been, honestly, a lot so far. It's been a lot. Just a lot of overall devastation. And then personal things that just went a very different way than I thought. I'll get into some of the more personal elements of that a bit later in this episode. But yeah, not what I expected all around. I am happy to be back to be talking to you guys again. This, as you guys know, is just such a passion for me. I love doing it. It's fun. But I will say, this year, I'm trying to refocus on different things, trying to try new things, just a lot of figuring out a very clear path for myself. So some housekeeping things with that. For now, for this podcast, I'm actually only going to be posting once a month. I know, very different for me. Like I said, we're a weekly podcast. We've been doing it as a weekly podcast for, I don't even know what year are we on now. Is this like year five? It was the fifth birthday in August, so I guess we're in year six now. So wild. And for a second there, I was thinking, should I just take a break fully from this right now? Figure out some other things that I need to figure out in my life? But as I've said time and time again, this is very much a verbal diary for myself. And the thought of just stopping it entirely for a period of time felt a little sad, felt a little hard. I do not deal with change very well. So even doing this is a big step for me. Because I love it. It's an outlet. But it does take a lot of time. And I'm just trying to be so intentional about my time this year. So incredibly intentional. So we're still going to be here for now once a month doing some updates, some highlights, all that fun stuff. I'm going to continue to take note of things during the month so that I have things, of course, to share that I want to talk about, that I want to recap. And also maybe this will change. I could very well be like, you know what? No, I want to do it every week again, or I want to do it every other week. So we'll see. We're playing it by ear. Nothing is set in stone, but this is where we're at for now. And my thought is that I'll probably do the episode at the end of the month so that, I don't know, I have quite a bit to talk about that past month so that I can really highlight everything. But again, that might vary too. If my last week of that month happens to be very hectic, then I'll push it to a different week. So we're just rolling with it over here, all right? As for my other podcast, Excuse My Reach, that one is on pause right now. I do definitely plan to bring it back at some point. I really love that podcast, Excuse My Reach. And I've had such amazing guests on there that really have given the best advice, shared so much of their journeys. And I just genuinely love talking to people, getting their perspectives on their careers, their lives, their aspirations, everything. But that podcast requires a lot. Of course, I have to find the guests, but then also very much prep the episode. If anyone is ever kind enough to give me their time, I make sure that I do my part in being absolutely prepared for them to come on. But again, that means it takes a lot of time. And as I just said, we are being very intentional with our time this year. I have goals for myself that I very much want to hit. And because of that, that takes me redistributing some of that time. Focus, focus, focus. What is your guys' word for this year? I don't know if mine is focus. I feel like mine is intentional, maybe. I feel like I've said a couple different words to a couple different people, but I think it's really just intentional, decisive actions. Three words to describe 2026 for me. That's the plan. But anyway, that's the housekeeping. Thank you for sticking with me through all the changes, everything going on. One day it'll all make sense. When the goals actually come to fruition, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I understand why Emma needed some more time. We all have a lot going on all the time. Sometimes it's hard to decide what to actually dedicate the majority of your time to. It's a process. And in my 29th year, I feel like I'm actually trying to have more control over the process for myself. But anyway, like I said, since we last talked, there's been a lot going on, even past New Year's. January has been packed. It is one of the first times that I feel like it didn't fly by. This month has felt long to me. It has felt heavy. It has felt stressful. Like I said, the top of the year felt really hopeful and exciting, but then reality kicked in a little bit more. But I will say there have been some exciting things for this month. One being it was my boyfriend's birthday. That was really fun. We celebrated him. It's actually fun to have somebody in your life that has a January birthday because then it doesn't feel like the festivities are completely over right after New Year's. Because a lot of times that's when the slump starts to happen. The highs from the holidays are dwindling down and that becomes really hard. It becomes very cold. It can be really tough. So I was very happy, of course, to celebrate him. But also my best friend, one of the people that I spoke to you about that I was in their wedding a couple years ago now, her and her husband had a little baby girl also on my boyfriend's birthday. It was such a happy day. I cried multiple times during that day. I'm just so happy for her, so happy for their family. I can't wait to meet her. I'm meeting her in a couple weeks. I'm so excited. I'm already obsessed with her. That was some amazing news, just the most joyous thing ever. So see, definitely concrete positives, okay? It's not all negative over here. And I really am going to try to bring in some more positivity now, okay? It's getting harder and harder for me, which again, I will talk about a little bit later. But before we do even more of a deep dive into how I've been feeling, what I've been thinking since I last spoke to you guys, let's get into the next section of this podcast, What's Hot. Okay, so since we last spoke, there have been a lot of award shows. It is award show season, and I'm not going to go through any of the winners, anything like that, just because there have now been quite a few award shows. But are you guys watching? How are we feeling about them this year? I watched the Critics' Choice Awards and the Golden Globes, and then the Grammys are, I think, this Sunday, right? February 2nd, I think. Let's look. Grammys 2026. February 1st. Yeah, this Sunday. So that's exciting. I will be watching. It's fun to see what everyone's going to be wearing, what speeches they're giving. People, of course, have been talking about Timothy and Kylie because he has been thanking her, you guys. In each of his speeches so far, he's thanked her. He gave her quite the shout out at the Critics' Choice Awards. And then at the Golden Globes, it was a little bit more subtle, but nonetheless a shout out. She also went with him to both of them. They both looked amazing. And I have to say, Timothy's speeches are really very tailored. I have to imagine he knows exactly what he's saying before he gets up there because the delivery is pretty impeccable. Even when there's a little bit of ad-lib in there, he doesn't miss a beat. It's impressive. And I always do think about that too because these are actors. If I were an actor, I would definitely memorize the speech. Like if you're gonna write one, you may as well memorize it. That's part of your job for movies and television. So why not do that so you can perfectly perform it during probably one of the biggest moments of your life. Just a thought for the actors out there. Maybe though they want to make it seem more genuine, less rehearsed. But I don't know, the ones that I remember are typically the ones that are executed concisely and they have something concrete to say. Like sometimes when there's a really compact, emotional story in their speech, I like that. Or like Matthew McConaughey's speech for Dallas Buyers Club, that was more than memorable. But yes, full swing into the award season. I'm excited for the Oscars too. I feel like I've seen a good amount of the movies, not everything. And I actually would like to see more of them before the Oscars. But I've seen Sinners, phenomenal movie. I loved Sinners so much. I saw Marty Supreme. I did really like it. I saw Frankenstein. I actually liked that one too. I feel like I'm not a very harsh critic. Okay, I guess I've only seen three of the ones that are nominated, so I have quite a bit to go. I really want to see Sentimental Value. I really want to see Hamnet. I really want to see One Battle After Another, Train Dreams, The Secret Agent, and Begonia. Oh, and F1. I'm actually surprised I haven't seen F1 yet. I don't think I realized F1 was nominated. I don't know. Clearly, I have some work to do. But I'm also excited to see what everybody's going to wear to both the Grammys on Sunday, to the Oscars. Some outfits I loved from the Golden Globes. Emma Stone's outfit, Jennifer Lawrence, Tiana Taylor. They all looked phenomenal. Okay, next up for what's hot is the fact that we have the teams for the Super Bowl. Now, we all know I'm not a sports podcast over here, or am I? Who knows? But I have something to say about this matchup. You guys know I'm a Vikings fan through and through, but you know, they were out pretty early. But you know, that's the reality of being a Vikings fan, and I will be a fan no matter how many times we lose. But you know, the Chicago Bears were doing very well this year, and I was really on board for it. Living in this city, it was a very fun energy when they were still in. And they're a rival for the Vikings, so it was a little hard at first for me to root for them, but I was kind of able to overcome it because, you know, my mom's from Chicago, a lot of my family's from Chicago, also Caleb Williams, their quarterback, he went to USC, so there's that connection. So I was excited. I was very excited for the Bears, and then they got out. So now we have Seahawks versus Patriots. And here's the thing. I am rooting for the Seahawks for a couple reasons. One, my sister and her partner live in Seattle. And even though she's a Vikings fan, he doesn't really have a team. So them living there, maybe it would be more exciting for him. Second reason is that the quarterback on the Seahawks is Sam Darnold, who also went to USC, but more than just going to USC, he was the quarterback when I was in school there. So he really feels like he's my quarterback, which of course would give me reason to root for this team. The only downside about it is that the Vikings used to have Sam Darnold. Okay? So the fact that he made it to the Super Bowl with a different team other than my team, that's the thing that's hard for me. It's a little sad. It's like what could have been. I could have had my USC quarterback playing on my team going to the Super Bowl. Clearly it didn't work like that because we couldn't get it done while he was with the Vikings, but it just feels like a little bit of a bummer, that's all. But nonetheless, I'm voting for the Seahawks. I am incredibly excited for the halftime performance. Bad Bunny's gonna be amazing. I have no doubts about that, so very excited to see him perform too. I'm sure that will all be in the February recap. But that's it for what's hot for now, so let's get right into what's good. Okay, first and foremost, what's good that I have been absolutely obsessed with for the past month, but really mostly for the past probably 2.5 weeks or so, is Traitors. I'm fully obsessed to the point that I'm all caught up to the current season that we're on. Me and my boyfriend then went back and watched last season because we heard that it was an incredible season, and it was so good. We finished that. Now we're watching season 2 of UK because we heard that's a really good season too. I feel like by next month's check-in, I'm going to have seen all the seasons of Traitors for both US and UK. It's incredible. It's an incredible show. I want to be on the normal people version of this show because, you know, right now US only has really like the celebrity version, but they're casting for the normal people. Should I try to get on? I'm really considering it. I feel like I'd be great on this show. The thing is, I really don't know if I would want to be a traitor or a faithful. I see the benefits to both sides. Being a traitor definitely feels really fun. And you can tell a lot of people go on the show wanting to be a trader. You just are pulling more of the strings in the game. But it also seems incredibly stressful to have that secret weighing on you. But on the other side of it, if I was a faithful and people thought that I was a traitor, having to prove my innocence as a faithful would be wild to me. I don't even know that I'd be good at that. I feel like maybe I would get defensive or something, being like, you guys, I am literally innocent. That always seems like such a frustrating situation to be in whenever anybody is being accused like that. I would just feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not being believed. I'm so misunderstood, blah, 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 blah. Whereas if you're a traitor, you're lying the whole time. So yeah, you might have to try to prove your innocence, but I don't think it would be as frustrating because that's the whole point of your character, to try to convince people that you are not who you are. So anyway, clearly I've given it some thought. I think I'd be good though, on both sides. I truly think I could detect a traitor, but then play it really smart, you know, not just outright go for them, have more of a long-term strategy. Because that's the thing about the faithfuls. I feel like a lot of times they're just acting on first instinct. They think somebody's a traitor, and then like immediately that night they try to get them out. Maybe give it some time. Let them reveal themselves to you in a different way. Gather your evidence, and then share that discreetly with people that you fully trust to get the traitor. These traitors on this current season are doing really good. Specifically, Rob and Candace, they're really good at this game. But even for that, I'm like, how far ahead are we thinking here? I also, throughout the whole time that they're always in the turret, I'm like, I feel like you guys should be writing stuff down. You know, write down your gameplay, strategize on paper. They don't do that, but I think I'd bring a notepad into the turret if I was a traitor. But yes, consuming my time for sure. Next thing on What's Good, speaking of notepads, actually, I got a planner for 2026 and I actually got it in Portugal and I'm fully obsessed with it. And here's the thing, it's a little planner. It's actually in Portuguese and it's just a daily planner. It doesn't have like a full month view, which typically I really like that. That's like peak organization type thing. But what I got this little planner for is to be able to be a space where you can write down literally anything, not just things that I have upcoming, but also little notes, little thoughts that I have throughout the day. If there's something that I want to remember about the day, I jot that down. I don't know, I've kind of always wanted to have a little notebook that is little, so it can come everywhere with me, but also that it's sort of also a memory keeper of certain days if I choose to write something down, if I remember to write something down. I also am thinking maybe I want to tape certain things to it, like if there's a ticket that I got for like a concert or a flight, something like that, sort of turn it into both planner, notebook, scrapbook, memory book of the year. I kind of like the idea of that, especially now that my Q&A book, my 5-year Q&A book that my mom got me, I told you guys at the end of last year that that's complete now. I filled out the last day, December 31st, 2025. I actually brought it with me to Germany and Portugal because I wanted to be able to write in it on the true last day of the year. And I knew that I wouldn't be back in Chicago until the year was over. So that book's done. My new notebook planner has begun. All right, next up for what's good is my iPad. You guys, I bought an iPad. I feel like such an iPad kid. And I'm obsessed with it. I really am obsessed with it. I have wanted an iPad for so long. And I mean, honestly, I didn't buy one because it feels like an unnecessary expense. That's truly the reason, if I'm being honest. I already have a laptop. It's not that old. I bought it. I don't even know how old it is now, I guess. But it is perfectly usable. I don't have any issues with it. So it felt a little silly to buy an iPad as just sort of an accessory electronic, if you will. But I don't know, I really wanted one. I wanted sort of a separation of what I use my phone and my iPad for, which I will be honest, I have not fully transitioned that at all. I feel like I still use a lot of the doom scrolling apps on my phone, but I'm actually trying to move that onto my iPad so that my phone is only used for communication. The complete access to everything at all times is just very overwhelming. So I'm trying to be more conscious of that. But yeah, so far so good. I love my iPad. I ended up buying the iPad, like not iPad Air, not iPad Pro. It's the iPad, the newest generation of that. And I will tell you, the primary reason that I bought that one was really because it was yellow. I'm not kidding. The fact that it had a yellow option really sold me. And yes, the chip is different. I know on the iPad Airs and iPad Pros, I think it's like an M3 chip. And then on this one, it's like an A16 maybe. That could be totally wrong. I don't remember the specs of the thing, but the differences were not that big. And I really wanted something that felt fun, felt unique, felt very me. Yellow is my favorite color. So I thought, yeah, why not? I went to the Apple store with my mom when I was home in December. And I talked to one of the people that worked there, and he told me the same thing, that there's not a huge difference between them. It's really, I think, for the iPad Pro and iPad Air. They have more AI capabilities, but the guy at the store was telling me too that sometimes he uses third-party AI, which is likely what I would do as well. Also, I don't need my iPad to have a million capabilities. I wanted it to be able to illustrate, to watch my shows, and to use specific apps that I like scrolling on a bigger screen. The three biggest things for me. And so far, it has been perfect for that. I've also been playing some Sudoku on my iPad. Seriously, I feel like an iPad kid. That's what it is now. And I did get the pen for it. That's one of the differences, too, between these models, is that for the iPad, the pen that's compatible with it, you can't charge it on the iPad. You have to charge it through a cord. But even that, too, I've only ever charged it one time. So it's not something that needs constant charging or anything like that. Also, I will say, why I ended up making this purchase is because I saved up gift cards, which is another thing that I just want to shout out for what's good. Saving up gift cards is such a hack. I feel like people don't give out gift cards as much anymore, but I had, for some reason, a ton of Amazon gift cards, and I thought to myself, why don't I wait to use them instead of using them on a normal general purchase that I would make? Why don't I save them and then decide on one big purchase that I'm not buying because it does feel a little unnecessary, but it would feel like a gift to myself that I'm actually using these gift cards for. And that's exactly what I did. My gift cards covered the entire iPad and the iPad pen. So save your gift cards and give gift cards because that purchase felt free to me. It's great. I love it. I'm sure I will talk about it more when I've had it for longer. I've only had it for around 2 weeks now, I think. Still pretty new to the game. Okay, and last up for what's good, your song. It is called Space Song by Beach House. As always, you can find it on our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good, on Spotify. And now, let's bring it back to what I was talking about at the beginning. I'm giving you guys some more of my thoughts, some more context around how I've been feeling in Need to Know Basis. Here we go. So like I said, 2026, first month of the year, my reflections on it is that it has been very different so far than what I imagined it was going to be, what I imagined it was going to feel like. It feels like the plan that I came into 2026 with, of being really certain, having a very clear direction, the universe was kind of like, you might need to shift that a little bit. Maybe that's your goal, but you're not there yet. You're not there yet at all. Even though I thought it was pretty close. I'm going to be honest. At the end of 2025, I felt like I set myself up really great to start 2026. And I'm sorry, I'm going to keep being vague about some of these things. But essentially, the overall concept of what I'm talking about here is having a plan, feeling like you have direction, having next steps in that, and then the rug gets pulled out, you get turned around, and you start going through multiple other different doors. That's the feeling I'm talking about right now. Just having a plan, feeling confident about the plan, and the plan unraveling. So now, my primary focus is needing a new plan, honestly. Needing a new plan, redirecting. And one of the hardest things for me in this process that I've learned is that it's actually a lot harder for me to stay optimistic in the midst of things like this than I thought that it was. I really fully thought, like, I'm a positive person, I'm optimistic. If something doesn't go the way that I thought it was going to be, I can adapt. But when they are big things that could potentially be life-changing things, and then they don't go as planned, that's a little bit harder of a pill to swallow. And it was harder for me to swallow, transparently, than I thought that it was going to be. And not to the point of me not being able to, you know, like, pick myself back up, be like, okay, Emma, today we start again. Today we formulate a new plan and we figure out how to execute it. But there definitely is a moment of defeat, of feeling pessimistic, feeling like you do so much work to get to a place where you feel in a good place, like you have certainty and you're excited about things, and then those things just don't work out. And I'm well aware that's life. There have been many things in my life that have not gone according to plan, many things. But I don't know, this time just felt good. It really felt like I was on the right direction. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to start over again. But you know, there's definitely lessons learned in that. I try to remind myself that all the time. You know, the whole rejection is just redirection, things of that nature. And I think I might believe that eventually once I'm through all of this. But at the moment, it's hard. It definitely is hard. And I don't know. I don't know if it's helpful for me to talk about it here, but I just feel like I need to talk about it because it also helps me when other people talk about the fact that they don't have it figured out yet either. There is comfort in unity. There's comfort in knowing that the feeling that you're feeling, so many other people feel it too. And I think a lot of people probably feel it at different stages of their lives. But I think especially in your 20s, especially in your late 20s, when you feel like you don't have it figured out yet, it's scary. I've literally been listening to the song Vienna by Billy Joel over and over again to try to cement the lyrics into my brain, cement the message into my brain. Vienna waits for you. Your dreams wait for you. Slow down. That's the message. You know, it's going to be okay. If anybody's in a similar boat to me right now, that's been helping me. Also, I will say what really has been helping the most is continuing to do. Yes, I'm not feeling amazing about everything, about this year, about how everything has gone so far, but I'm trying to remind myself that really only I can change anything. And in order to do that, I just have to keep going. Even if I don't feel great, even if I am not the most optimistic person, I just have to keep going. But also, if there are people around you that, you know, are trying to hype you up, are trying to give you encouragement, everything, what I've also realized is to tell people what you need. Because sometimes there have been moments where people around me are being too optimistic, and I'm honestly like, this is making it worse for me. I don't need optimism, I just need realism. I need you to tell me that this is not a great situation, and you have to just keep trying. You did so much to get to where you were, and yeah, that's so frustrating. But you just have to keep going because that's literally the only thing that you can do. And other times I need complete optimism, positivity, people saying it's going to work out no matter what, all that. But there's a time and place for both. So I feel like if you're in this stage, just communicate that to the people around you. Because if you don't communicate it, people are just going to do what they naturally would do or what they would want in that scenario. So you got to tell people, because when times are hard across the board, I think we all know this. Leaning on community, leaning on the people closest to you that know you, that really understand the situation that you're in, the feelings that you're having, you need those people. It's way harder to go through it all alone in your head. 100 times out of 100, that's harder. So that's where I'm at, January 2026. You know what? I am really hoping that by the end of this year, I either have an entirely new perspective on this year, maybe I've gotten to a place that I want to be in, so then all this time, all this buildup will have made sense. But like I said, I'm not there yet. But it's only month one. We'll see how it progresses. I will check in with you guys next month. It'll actually be very interesting a month from now, for myself included, to really be able to reflect back month to month. Because doing it week to week, everything starts to blend together. So we'll see. Maybe this new format will stick. Like I said, maybe it will not. Maybe I will be missing you guys too much and I will feel like I have no creative outlet at all, so I have to come back more frequently, one step at a time. 2026, I am not giving up on you yet. I really felt like this was going to be my year. 6 is my favorite number. If any of you felt that way too, do not give up on it, okay? There is still a lot of time left. Here's my optimism, okay? 2026, it's going to stick. Let's turn it around. That is all I have. So thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. Keep your head up. Keep your head down. Feel however you feel right now, but keep moving forward. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.